Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 2nd of October, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming around the world at CITR.ca. Underlooking the atrium in the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we're still recovering from a very chaotic September, but now it's Rocktober, so things should have settled back to normal. Musically, we will preview the CJSW-FM party tomorrow at the Astoria on Hastings Street. It's the 12th annual party from our sister station at SFU, and some of our favorite local bands will be there. And I am going to venture into uncharted territory today and deliver my first ever review of a play that I saw recently. And we'll have another preview of our Remembrance Day documentary, At Home and Overseas, all about Canada's participation in World War II. Plus, our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to kick things off with some music. This is an old favorite who's been around in a few bands and done a few things, probably best known as a member of the True Believers. This is Alejandro Escovito. He's going to be playing at the Fox Cabaret tonight. Doors open at 7 o'clock. The show has to end promptly at 10:30. So show up early, get in there, have a great time. And this is particularly recommended by friend of the show, John Armstrong, also known as Buck Cherry, Alejandro Escovedo.
Everybody's got a dance with the blues sometimes. Everybody's gotta feel some things they don't wanna feel sometimes. I buy you a smile in a minute, but would you wear it if you had one moment to spare? Would you come down and share? Down in the back.
got your set of rules to hang on to.
I'd buy you a smile in a minute, but would you wait? If you had one moment to spare, would you come down?
If you happen to find yourself on campus right now at UBC, you should come down to the Student Union Building. Our very own Nardwar, the human serviette, is here a few hours early. He's doing a special presentation called Nardwar's Video Vault. He's got a screen set up right in front of our station here in the bowels of the student nest, and he's doing a presentation of some of the great local music videos that he's collected over the last 30 years. So you want to check it out. So it's happening right now outside CITR in the student nest on campus, on the Point Grey campus. So come on out. Check it out.
She was someone I only dreamed of. I was too scared to make a stand. She was all my life. Yes, she shined so bright for a stupid boy in an ugly town. I'd go stand by the river, watch the barges floating past with their coal so black, the color of my lack. I was a stupid boy in an ugly town. She said, oh, did I know you then? She said, oh, were we ever friends? I said, no. I just hung around. I was a stupid boy in an ugly town. I'd get drunk almost every weekend behind the factory with my friends. Then we'd get in fights, just another boy in an ugly town. I'd hear songs on the radio with their airbrushed harmonies. They didn't sound like me. They said I'd always be a stupid boy in an ugly town. She said, oh, did I know you then? She said, oh, were we ever friends? I said, no, I just hung around. I was a stupid boy in an ugly town.
are stories that change as they are told. But a part of me will always be a stupid boy in an ugly town.
That's Rodney DeCrew and a song from his latest release, Stupid Boy in an Ugly Town. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and around the world on CITR.ca, streaming on our brand spanking new web platform. You should check it out. It is so much easier now to listen to the station, learn about some of your favorite musical acts and some of the other artists that we have featured on the air here. There's direct links to Discorder magazine, to archives. You can listen to past performances, interviews, features, all kinds of stuff about local independent musicians, artists, actors, the whole gamut of stuff, and all the latest stuff about what's going on campus too. CITRC.ca, check it out. And if you're a fan of Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio and you missed a show, you can go and check out our archives also on CITR.ca. Everything you need in one spot. There is a crowd forming outside the window here. If you haven't shown up yet, you might not get a chance to see it. It's Nardwar's Video Vault. It's going on right now, right outside our window. If we had the speaker on, I could be talking to all those people out there, but they have got their eyes glued on the screen. They're looking at checking out videos from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond, all collected by our own inimitable national treasure, Nardwar, the human serviette. Yeah. All right, let's take a look and see what's going on stage this weekend. We're into the fall, so the fringe is over, and the regular theater season is getting going. Starting off with a musical right in the middle of political season, a perfect show to see. It's called The Best Laid Plans, and it's a... It's a new musical, locally written. It's based on a book that won, I think it was the Stephen Leacock Award a few years ago. And Patrick Street Productions and Touchstone Theatre have combined to present this this wonderful musical. It's called The Best Laid Plans. And it's the story of a guy who's a speechwriter in Ottawa. He's working for the Leader of the Opposition. He's had enough. He wants to quit, but his boss won't let him. And instead, she sends him to this little riding up the Ottawa River to convince this cranky old Scottish English teacher that he should run and defeat the Minister of Finance. Let's just say hilarity ensues. That's the best way to put it. Best Laid Plans, the musical, at the York Theatre on Commercial. In fact, I think, now that I mentioned the York Theatre, I think some of the videos that Nardwar is showing were shot at the York Theatre, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, it closes tomorrow night, so you got three more chances to see it. 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow there's a matinee at 2 and another show at 8 o'clock. It's got Andrew Wheeler. It's got Gordon Roberts, who's going to be here next week. A whole bunch of great folks in it, so we'll definitely check that one out. A little bit further east at Venables in Victoria at the Cult Historic Theatre, another locally produced musical. This one's called Are We Cool Now? And it's music and lyrics by Dan Mangan, who is performing along with Penelope Corrin, formerly of Air Farce, and the great Ben Elliott. And this is kind of an indie road rock trip. No, an indie rock road trip. There we go. So it's music and it's theater and it's great stuff. It's written and directed by the great Ami Gladstone, who you probably know from Craigslist, a musical, the Craigslist Cantata. He directed that. So that's worth checking out, too. That's at the Cult Historic, the old church at Venables in Victoria. Down at the Fire Hall, Shameless Hussies doing a world premiere by Jesse Award-winning actor and writer Megan Gardner. This is a musical called Love Bomb. It's a concert of emotion that rips through... let me read that again from the beginning. A concert of emotion rips through Justine's first performance in years, and all because of one uninvited guest, her own music takes on a life of its own. That's at the Fire Hall tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Check listings for details on that. At the PAL Studio Theater, Here's another Canadian premiere. This is called Annapurna by Char White, and this is a Char White production. It is a visceral and profound meditation on love and loss with the simplest of theatrical elements. Two people in one room. Lucia Frangioni leads the cast in that one. That's at the Powell Theater in Cole Harbour tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Another brand new musical. This isn't a locally written one, but it is the Canadian premiere of the It Girl musical. This is a show we talked about last week. It's at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. It's a full-length musical set in the 1920s, based on the 1927 Clara Bow film about a sassy department store sales clerk who wins a department store contest held to find the girl with the elusive, thrilling quality known as It. It's a lot of fun, and it's at Studio 1398 on Granville Island tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then it's closing weekend for OR Theater's Abattoir Morning. That's at the Havana on Commercial Drive. And this one I want to draw particular attention to because it features a good friend of ours, a good friend of the show, Jenna Newton, who, even though she's a Flames fan, still gets our vote for doing a great job on stage. And to round things up, it's closing weekend also for Heatstroke, a British comedy at Metro Theatre featuring more friends of the show, Paul Klogman, Deborah Spitz, and Stephen James. So there's lots for you to do on stage this weekend. It's also the Vancouver International Film Festival that's going on in all your favorite independent theatres at the Rio, at the VIF on Seymour Street, at the Pacific Cinematheque. But one that I want to draw to your attention is. This is a docudrama about a little-known chapter of Canadian history in World War I, when 140,000 indentured Chinese laborers were sent to Belgium and France to dig trenches and clear the dead from the battlefield. It's not an attractive story, but it is our history, and it's something that we need to learn more about and to acknowledge and to respect the people who are involved in that. And it's also a really, really well-made movie, and it's locally produced, and it's worth checking out. It's called Tricks of the Dead, and it's on Sunday at SFU Woodwards on Hastings Street, Sunday afternoon at 3:45. So that's it. That's all the stuff that we've got on our list today. And oh, wait, one last thing. I wanted to mention this. It's at the Waterfront Theatre, and it's the Federation of Canadian Artists, which is a great national institution. It's been around for about 70 years, and they do terrific work in promoting and encouraging artists. And this is for your friends who've got $800 to throw around. It's called Paintings by Numbers, and it's going on from 6 till 10 o'clock tonight at the Waterfront Theater. And for $800, you get two tickets, so you and a friend can go in. You get two drink tickets, one each, one per person. They made it very clear about that. And then what you do is you get a raffle ticket, and they throw the raffle ticket into a bin. And when they draw numbers, the first number drawn will get their choice of a whole bunch of original artwork that's on display. And then the next number that's drawn gets their choice of what's left. I guess it's kind of like Secret Santa or something, but it's with original Canadian art. So if you've got friends with a bit of money that want to support Canadian art, this is a great way to do it. It's at the Waterfront Theater tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. It's called Painting by Numbers. All right, that's it. That's all the listings and stuff that's going on. And as I mentioned before, there is a great event going on at the Astoria tonight. We're going to play some music from that. After we do this, let's do this first. And then we've got a nice big chunk of time that we can do that with. Of course, now I've lost the piece that I have to play. There it is. There it is. So right after this, we're going to tell you more about what's going on at the Astoria tonight.
CITR presents The Internet, a modern soul collective straight out of LA, featuring Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Catch them Saturday, October 31st at the Alexander Gastown. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Beat Street, Dipped, and TimberConcerts.com.
As Minister for Magic, it gives me great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice, clean game from all of you.
Enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com. UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
So here's the thing. Simon Fraser University also has their own student radio station. They're called CJSF, and they're at 90.1 FM. They're friends of ours, and they're kind of in the same gang as we are, so we like to cross-promote stuff. And they, for the last 12 years, they've been doing a big event at the beginning of the school year, and it's called the FM Party. And tonight, it's on tonight. It's at the Astoria Pub down on Hastings Street and 769 East Hastings, for those of you that look up that kind of stuff. And they've got a whole great lineup of bands that are happening, and they're going to be playing there, and we're going to let you listen to them. Let me just give you the details on what it is first. Doors open at 8 o'clock. First band starts at 9, I think, or 9:30. There it is, 9:30. Where are we here? Tickets are only $8 in advance or $10 at the door. Advance tickets are at Red Cat, Neptune, and Horse Records. And if you attend Gen Y Media's Not a Party election party at the Fox Cabaret, also tomorrow night, you can use your stamp for reduced ticket party at the Astoria. So you go to the Not a Party election party at the Fox at 7 o'clock. That goes till 10. So you can go for like a couple of hours and then head on down to the Astoria, and you can get into the Astoria for only $7. So it's well worth it. You get to support a great group and have some fun at the Not a Party election party and then head on down to the Astoria. There's also going to be a photo booth, raffles. Prizes include a $25 gift certificate at Neptune, 4 tickets to the Dark 80s show in November, $100 gift certificate for SFU Bookstore, and all kinds of other stuff. So let's listen to the bands that are going to be playing there. In this order, they are TV Ugly, Ace Martins, Supermoon, Malk, Mirrens, and Adrian Teacher and the Subs. This is all going on tonight at the Astoria.
To your heart, dreams come, daydreams fade. Hours go by, my eyes glaze. Sunlight warms upon my face. But then it hits, I fall away. And I return to this place.
We'll be right back.
And there you have it. That is the lineup at the Astoria tonight for the FM party brought to you by CJSF at Simon Fraser University. In reverse order, they were Adrian Teacher and the Subs, Mienz, Malk, Supermoon, Ace Martins, and we started that set off with TV Ugly. Well, we still have about 15 minutes left in our hour, and we got just a little bit more for you. We're going to let you know what's going on the call board, who's looking for actors for auditions and stuff, and I'm going to take my first shot at reviewing a play. So we're going to do that after this.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today. Plus jokes and riddles. All sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
I'm way older than that guy.
Damn! Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Dance!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. Then you crush them. You crush them. Then you spread them. You spread them. Peanut butter.
Dance!
Peanut butter.
Dance, motherfucker!
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
So one of the perks of doing a radio show, especially one about local theater, is that sometimes local theater companies give you free tickets to go see their shows. And most of the time, it's no strings attached. But it seems like the Arts Club wants something from you. No, I don't mean it that way. I like the Arts Club. They're great folks. And they were kind enough to invite me to opening night of their latest show at the Stanley Theater. And on one small condition, it wasn't even a condition, actually. It was just a question. Are you going to review this show? And I clicked yes. So in honor of my promise, and for the first time ever, well, since about 1980 anyway, here goes with the first ever Dave Radio Theater review. I can never remember the name of this play. For some reason, whenever I mention it to people, the name escapes me. And all I can say is The Show at the Stanley. And that loses some credibility when you say stuff like, I saw a really good play. You should go see it. It's called, well, I can't remember what it's called, but you should go. I'm talking about Disgraced, and you should go. It's a play that tackles serious issues, like racial and religious bigotry, first world privilege, cultural appropriation, domestic violence, all in an engaging and entertaining way. Disgrace tells the story of Amir and Emily, an attractive, successful couple living in a fancy apartment in Manhattan. Amir is a corporate lawyer waiting for that one phone call that will make all his dreams and ambitions come true, that will tell him that he's being made a partner in his law firm. His main rival for the job is Jory, an African-American woman who also happens to be married to Isaac, an art gallery operator who is close friends with Emily, Amir's wife, a successful artist whose work is heavily influenced by the art and culture of Islam. You got that? Oh, yeah. And Emily is also pushing Amir to take up the cause of a local imam who has been charged under the Patriot Act, which could put his upcoming promotion in jeopardy. Pretty meaty stuff, huh? And if that wasn't enough for you, add on an extra layer of controversy around the issue, colorblind casting. Amir, the South Asian character, is played by a local actor, Patrick Sabungui, who is Egyptian. According to last week's WestEnders, Patrick experienced some backlash for accepting the role that some believe should have gone to a South Asian actor. The character is still Muslim, and Patrick is Muslim-Egyptian, so there is some cultural crossover there, but he still got a little heat from it. So I'm going to hold off my opinion on that matter for the time being, just to tell you that Disgraced, the show at the Stanley, is cleverly written, artfully directed, and beautifully acted. And the night I went, I've heard this about other nights as well, the audience was buzzing with conversations around race, religion, culture, politics. And when you get down to it, isn't that what theater is supposed to do? So go see Disgraced. That's the play at the Stanley. It's on until October 18th. There you go. Now, I have mentioned before that we are working on a project for Remembrance Day, and it's a radio version of a book that came out in the early 70s called Six War Years. We're calling it At Home and Overseas, and it's stories about the Canadian experience during World War II. And here's one of those stories now.
This fellow from Kenora, and his name was Alan. I can't remember whether Alan was his first name or his last name, but it didn't matter. What mattered was he was the best damn soldier I've ever seen. And this was before he even got into the fighting. He was 25 or so and had worked for the railroad. And when we were going through Kenora on our ways overseas, his wife was at the station. How she found out, I don't know. But he got word to her somehow. It was only a 5-minute stop, I think. And she had their 3 little girls with her. And they all clung close to each other. The 5 of them. And the rest of us sort of hung back. Just looked away. But a lot of the fellows weren't feeling too happy. It's what you would call a sad little scene. A lot different than saying goodbye in your house on the last day and then going back to camp. This was it, going overseas. This was when you got down to the nuts and bolts of it. The train gave a hoot, you know, some blasts, and our officers were yelling at us to climb aboard, and we did. And Alan did. And he's crying. And suddenly, a guy named Johnston climbs out. Now this Johnston, he's a real bastard. The things I could tell you about him. Nothing meant anything to this guy. Just a thoroughly bad egg. He runs up to Alan's wife, and he kneels down and kisses each of the little girls, you know? 4, 6, 8 years old. And then kisses Mrs. Alan on the cheek and grabs the train as it starts moving out. And when he comes into the coach, he's crying too. Never forget it. He told us he'd spent his embarkation furlough with a hooker somewhere in Winnipeg. And I don't doubt it for a minute that he did. But I have a real strong sneaking suspicion that somewhere he had a nice wife and little kids like Alan had. Funny about guys in the army. You can never tell about them.
It's called At Home and Overseas, and you can hear it right here on CITR on Wednesday, the 11th of November, starting at 6:30 in the morning, but and it'll also be available on the CITR podcast soon after that. Now let's take a look and see what companies are looking for actors on the Dave Radio call board. The Dave Radio call board features auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. We're starting off with the United Players of Vancouver. They're doing a musical in January under the musical direction of the great Claire Wyatt, a dear friend of the show. The show is called Company, and it's a Stephen Sondheim musical that is considered a trailblazer of the dark comedy modern musical genre. It's a sophisticated and honest look at contemporary adult relationships. It runs January 22nd to February 14th. The auditions are this weekend, October 6th and 7th. No, that's later in the week. That's like Wednesday or something. Anyway, auditions are 6th and 7th. And if you want to get on board for that, you contact Andre Karras at United Players, and her number is 604-224-8007. No emails, please. Langley Players are doing a play called Enchanted April. They've got an audition tomorrow at the Langley Playhouse, and that show runs in January until the 21st of February. The Fort Theatre Society doing a Christmas show called Sherlock Holmes Christmas Goose by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and that's directed by Nancy Van Yu, who is also directing the It Girl musical that we spoke about last week, and that audition is happening on Wednesday night, October 1st, at the Bonser Community Center in Burnaby. Royal City Musical Theatre, their production of Fiddler on the Roof, is doing their auditions right now. They'll be on stage in April, and you can go down to the Massey Theatre tomorrow to get on board for that. Two Fly Productions still looking for... No, that one's gone. That one's gone too. 39 Steps. So that's an audition that's happening later on this month. This is a production that's going to be happening at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. And this is a comedy based on the Hitchcock movie of the same name, The 39 Steps. Definitely worth checking out. Really good if you're into physical comedy. If you're like a clown or an actor who's really good at changing characters and doing lots of quick physical work, this is a really good show for you. So check out the auditions October 25th and 27th. Vagabond Players doing Inspecting Carol by Daniel Sullivan. That's happening in December, and their auditions are October 13th and 14th. And Art Shop Productions still looking for a male performer between 20 and 35 and a female performer between 20 and 35 who can sing, act, and play an instrument, preferably with a musical theater background. If you want more information on these or other audition notices, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And before you know it, it's all over. That's our show. Thanks for spending the lunch hour with us. Our special shout-out this week goes to former CITR president and station manager Linda Schulten, who has started out in a new business venture. The Green Door Thrift Store opened this week in Sydney, BC, on Vancouver Island. If you're in the area, drop by and say hi. And in case you're downsizing or just tidying up a bit around the house, take your gently used clothing, shoes, housewares, and stuff to Linda, and she'll find a new home for them. And it all goes to a good cause. The Green Door Thrift Store supports Animals for Life charity. Remember, if you have a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Email us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com or share it on the Facebook page. If you missed any of this or any of our programs or just want to hear it again, go to CITR.ca and go to Shows and Podcasts under the Program tab. Eleanor and Erica are up next with Femme Concept. And don't forget our own national treasure, Napkin Boy, at 3:30 with Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
We believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tennis flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
CITR presents The Internet, a modern soul collective straight out of LA, featuring Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Catch them Saturday, October 31st at the Alexander Gastown. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Beat Street, Dipped, and TimberConcerts.com.